Accession number 28669, Mr. John Hayward, Reel 5. Now, you mentioned the patrols. Now, we didn't really talk much about patrols except the ones on the boat.
Yeah.
What sort of patrols were you doing with the...
Well, the same again, up in the hills, and we used to walk the line, as you might call it, you know, between the two factions we were.
What were the patrols like?
They were easy because you could walk around. There were no mines set on the hills or nothing. And so you could patrol areas and checking on villages and bits and pieces at times. And then sometimes, like I say, we used to go out again and you'd go on these radar stations and that. I always used to volunteer because I loved it out in the island.
Tell me, what were you doing on radar stations?
You just camp there.
So
just camp there. Somebody had to be there nearly all the time.
Were you operating the radar
station? No, no.
More like you're guarding it?
Guarding it. Yeah, guarding it, yeah, in case
anything. Were these on the islands, or where were
they? One we were there, it was on the island itself, a little tiny island, two palm trees and white sand, beautiful.
Now, what was that like?
Oh, gorgeous that was. You didn't have to do anything.
Did you have an NCO with you?
Yeah, you had all your sergeant and, you know, the officer with you.
But they let you do what you like?
Yeah, with nothing to do. You're just there in case somebody come in. Like, you used to still have to have a guard out at night, like a couple of you, watching around.
But it was reasonably relaxed.
Yeah, very relaxed, yeah. So it was a lot more relaxed, other than, like I say, these big parades we used to. Because as I'll show you some photos a bit later. And golly me, they was had to be...
So bored. Besides the route marches, there's big parades. What were the parades like? I mean, this was with all the bands and everything.
Oh, massive. Three or four great big bands that were going, and thousands of us would be marching through Hong Kong.
So more than one battalion?
Yeah, Gurkhas, everything, because it was all right if you was on the front with your battalion and the band at the front. But if you were at the back, you were trying to listen to your band, and you got the Gurkhas playing their bagpipes behind you, and you couldn't keep in step, and oh, it's such a... cracking it was.
Now, so you're not sure, you were there about a month or 2 months? You're not sure how long you were there?
Must have been there a bit longer than that.
How long do you think?
Well, I think another 4 or 5 months.
So from April through to September?
Yeah.
Right. And then what happened there? Anything happened to report?
What, in Hong Kong?
Yeah, the second time.
I used to get a lot of more time off even then. You know, you could have three or four days off sometimes.
You what would you do with
it? Go and spend it in Hong Kong. We used to go and book in at the YMCA and stay with them. And so you got a bed at night and go out and get drunk and have a meal or something and go to the pictures. Because even then, in them days, I'd got cinema. I don't know whether it's cinescope, that big one what used to curl round. And... we never seen anything like that. We hadn't never seen anything. And it was exciting. And go up the mountain. It's quite high. I don't know whether you know Hong Kong at all. There's a mountain and there's like a railway goes up. Pulls right up to the top. And very good. We had some great times down there. And
it sounds like most of this last 5 or 6 months was a pleasant time.
It was pleasant other than... like I say, we still had to do a lot of guard duties and they were so posh, you know, air battalion. You mentioned it earlier on about a stick man, didn't you?
Tell us about, well, yes.
And on guard, 13 had to go on guard. 13 was taken on the square and you'd done your drill. Changed over your guard. Changed the guard over. And at the end, if you got picked as stick man...
Now, how would you get picked as stickman?
Because you were the smartest and the best drill on square. And I did it 3 times on a run. And if you did it 3 times, you was let off for guard for 6 months. And I got, but I was coming home before 6 months.
So what, anything else before you leave?
No, like I say, it was nice. Hong Kong was nice. We enjoyed Hong Kong. because we knew where everything was and where and in and nice.
Did the whole battalion come home, or was it you?
No, just us.
The draft.
The draft.
Now, so that they stayed out there. Now,
I was still late there.
When did you leave then?
Like I say, we got about 3 weeks back here. We'd got, I think it was when we docked back in, and we said it took 5 weeks nearly to get back. So if you're dropping back then from December, isn't it?
So you left in September, really?
Yeah, somewhere around there, yeah.
Now, what was the trip back like?
That was good, because we were on a better ship altogether. We got a lovely ship. We come back on, did I say the Astorius?
Well, Astorius was the one that brought you from Hong Kong to Hong Kong.
Yeah, I say, she went, when it dropped us off in Hong Kong, it went back to this country and come back out, and we called it back again.
And so, what was it like then, the trip back? Anything special, or was it, you know?
No, the only thing was we couldn't make out, we hadn't heard nothing, but when we coming back to the Suez, there'd been trouble, and we had to man machine guns coming back through the Suez. 6 machine guns up on decks. Because it was the start of the Suez nearly. There wasn't no trouble, but they knew there was something about, and they wouldn't let us off coming to the Suez again. We just sailed through and out.
Were you on one of the machine, the Brent? It was Brent guns, was it?
Yeah, Brent guns, yeah. We had part of, part on, you know, you had your time on and off. Which,
And what could you see as you passing through it? Because it's quite a sight from...
It is. Well, you can't believe it. You're going along and all of a sudden... You think you're going to hit the side, don't you? Some places it's narrow. You think, well, hey, if we meet another ship, they've got like pull-ins. Don't know whether you ever know about the Suez. You're going down, and then the other lot are pulled in, and then you sail by, and then they go. And that's how it works. Very interesting, really. It's a marvel. It is a marvel to see actually and go up it.
Now, anything else about the voyage? You say it was much more comfortable. How much more comfortable?
Oh, a lot. Oh, it wasn't such a smelly ship either.
Much better than
it was a newer. It was a German. I think she was a German ship. We captured and used, and it was a very nice ship.
I mean, did you have cabins, or were you still on?
No,
we were
still on. No, not so much a big one that time coming back. No, we didn't have cabins, nothing of that. Frank did. He told me he did. We had to suffer waiting, but it was
so
nice.
It's still down below, but
yeah, comfortable, yeah, and better food and everything. Well, it was a newer ship, and I suppose that's the difference.
Did you get any kind of a reception when you got back to England?
Not really. Only met with a lot of coming to Southampton when we come back. And I remember coming back in, and I said, oh, "We're docking by either the Lizzie or the Queen Mary." One of them, and I thought we was on a big ship till we come alongside that. It towered up. I couldn't believe a ship that size.
Now, what happened next then? Where did you spend?
We went back to, got back up into London, changed, and went back to Northampton, back here.
What, to the barracks?
To the barracks, yeah.
Wooden barracks.
Wooden barracks, yeah.
Now, what were you doing there? Because you're running up to the end there, aren't you?
Running up to the end, yeah.
And anything happening?
Yeah, chaos.
In what way? Tell us about
that.
Well,
we didn't want to do anything. We didn't want to do anything.
What do you mean?
Well, they kept saying, you're on parade, and we said, we ain't on parade, we ain't packing it, we're finished. You keep on parade if you want. And it wasn't nice, and there was a lot of messing about, and in the finish they decided not to have us on parade until we had parade the day we left.
So they didn't attempt to discipline you?
They, and I don't think they got much hope. They knew where we come from and that. And I don't think they didn't want no trouble with the young ones around you, so you just training, wasn't it, again? Some of them didn't bother hardly to come back. They went home and said, we want to leave camp. And
now, what about your demobilisation? What happened there?
We just handed all the kit in. We handed all the kit in, but I'd got put on, and several more, we got put on to B Reserve. Some went to TA, and that was it. I put on, because when the sewage started, I took eye reserving, and we were going to be next, but it didn't last long, did it?
Now, what is B reserve? Can you just explain a bit more about it?
Well, it goes in the alphabet. If you're I reserve, if you can get called up from any time with it till you're certain age, I forget what it was. So if they were to recall you, see, I'd have to go.
Did that worry you?
It worried a bit. The wife worried a bit that we were married, like, and thinking maybe I'd got to go. But it finished before I got there.
Now, what job were you going to go back to? You'd been a
farmer. I went back, and my brother-in-law worked in a foundry. And he said, what are you going to do? I said, I don't know at the minute. Because you'd changed completely.
Why not back on the farm then?
Yeah, I still love the farm, don't get me wrong.
Why not? Explain why.
Well, the money was no good. And we got talking with my brother-in-law, and he said, well, why don't you come and work down with me? He said, I'll get you a job down in the foundry. And it was a fair bit more money and everything. And I decided to go work in this foundry.
An iron foundry?
Iron foundry, yeah.
Now, what were you doing there?
But they got machine shops as well in the foundry and everything. And I went on a forge, blacksmith. With a blacksmith I did.
Had you had any training, or were you training?
No, I had no training, no.
And was that what you did, your career?
To start with, yeah.
How long did you do that for?
Maybe 3 years, something like that.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I enjoyed it, making different things, you know. It's a skill on its own.
And what did you shift to then?
Then went, there's another place called Road out here, and they were doing a lot of car parts and making car parts, and they wanted a lot of people. And while I were there...
So what were you doing there, were you?
I went there, and I said to a bloke, I went into a tool room. That way I hadn't had no apprenticeship or nothing. The chap knew what sort of work I'd been doing on this foundry. He'd gone there before, he was one of the foremans, and he said, well, I thought I'd be going into, like, on repetition work, you know, on something, conveyor belt stuff. And he said, no, he said, I'd like you to go in the tool room and try your hand in there.
So what does the tool room do?
Well, we were making parts for cars, and you had to make all these jig things, maybe you wouldn't understand, but... It was like a piece what went on the car, four bits on a car, and I tooled them all up and got on, and I spent 11 years on that.
So that's probably as far as we... So that's a skilled job again.
It was a skilled job.
Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, I enjoyed it, but I suppose my thoughts are still outside. You know, the farming been into me, hadn't it? My sister's... both farmers, you see, so I could still tractor work and that, so the same. But I went on the building.
And, so you never got back to the farms?
No, I still go, like my sister now still lives on. Well, I've sold the big farm now, but I used to do and help them on the farm. And
now, are you a member of any of the Veterans Association? You're a member of the Korean War,
yeah,
but
yeah.
Why is that important to you? You know, do you do much with it?
Yeah, we go marching. We went and had a week up at Scarborough, and we marched up there with Frank and all the lot. And we go to different places, Ely and all the dudes we can get to. We honour the flag, and this is what's nice about it.
It's important to you, then?
It is now, yeah.
Do you meet many of the old boys that you knew?
I've never met one of my lot.
You're not a member of... Is there a Northamptonshire Regiment Association, or...?
There's not a lot goes on, no, not. You'd think there were, because it's called the Steelbacks, you see, Northampton. They was a very, very tough lot, they were. Terrific lot.
But for you, it was the Korean War veteran. Have you ever thought of going, because they do run trips to Korea.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought of going?
It don't appeal to me a lot. But maybe we might see, but I don't think the wife would want to travel that far.
Now, what do you think your service, your time in the national service, you know, as a, when you were called up,
yeah.
Do you think it did you any good, bad, indifferent? Had it damaged you or been good for you in any way?
I think you realise in some ways how fortunate we were to be able to go out there and come back. When you think of it, there's a lot who went and it could have happened to us just as easy. A truce is only as good as it's kept. We didn't know whether it was going to hold or fold because it had been trying to get it for so long, didn't they?
I mean, did it do
there
you
were
any
no good? Accidents.
Did it do you any harm? Or?
No, I don't think it did.
Did it do any good?
I mean, made a man of you.
In what way?
Well, in the sense that you had to do things which you never realised you could do. Or never thought you could do.
Did you find the discipline useful in life? Or?
It does, yeah. I can't bear what we got now. That is, to me, I always think a deterrent is what's needed in everything.
Thank you very much.